Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams here with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And today I'm excited to have a studio full of prestigious people today. We have the MBAs that's actually sponsoring this show today, and they're here to tell us all about, they brought a gang of people with them to tell us all about the Reach Georgia Scholarship Program. So I am pleased to welcome Mr. David McDonough of MBA, and also Mr. Dayton Hibbs, Sarah Neely, and Mr. Brad Bryant, all here to tell us all about the Reach Scholarship Program. So I'm going to start with you, Dayton, since you're closest to me. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in the program?
Sure, absolutely. And first, it's an honor to be here today and to be able to share this work with all of your listeners. I am Dayton Hibbs, the proud associate superintendent of Marietta City Schools. In that capacity, I have the honor to be able to engage with a lot of our members of the business community. And this is one of those examples where we are trying to build a bridge between our school system and the business community. And the Reach Scholarship Program is, I think, probably an ideal example of that. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we are trying to identify certain businesses in the community who want to partner with us to be able to support students in their dream of becoming college graduates.
Awesome. And can you tell us a little bit about your involvement with MBA, David, with the Reach program?
Yes, I am the outgoing education chair. So my charter for the last year and a half has been to get as involved with Marietta City Schools as we possibly can and to find areas that we can support them and make sure that we deliver the kind of support and the kind of encouragement that Marietta schools, that any school system would really need to succeed and to be part of the community. We recognize the importance of making that investment in the school system and in the students and following through on that wherever we can.
Awesome. Yeah. And a little bit of girl power in here, the only other lady, Ms. Sarah Neely, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement?
Yes, I have a long history of working within the school districts and raising awareness of great partnerships and great programs. And I was asked by Brad Bryant, who's going to speak shortly, to come in and kind of use my past history with the school districts and build those partnerships. I want to thank David and thank Dayton for joining forces, because this is only going to be a win-win for Marietta City Schools.
Awesome. And last but not least, Mr. Brad Bryant, can you tell us about your involvement?
Sure. I'm the vice president of Reach, and in former lives I was on the DeKalb School Board and on the State Board of Education. So most of my adult life has been trying to build those bridges between the state and local communities, as well as our public and private partners, because we're all in this to support our kids. And I like to tell folks that I had to do 20 plus years of school board meetings to really get to a place to where you can work with students and just see the power of the adults surrounding them and lifting them up. And we've been absolutely thrilled to have Marietta, City Schools, which is just a great partner in all respects, but to be able to have them as we birth this program and bring it to scale throughout the state has been an even greater privilege for someone like me.
Awesome. Well, welcome, all of you. So I'm just going to read to our listeners just a brief synopsis of the Reach program. But Reach is part of the Complete College Georgia Initiative, and it is a needs-based mentorship and scholarship program designed to encourage and support students starting in middle school and position themselves for success in college. So I like that. I mean, as a mother, this is something that's definitely needed. So I would just like, I mean, any of you can jump in at any time, but how did this come about? How did you birth this program?
I'll start, and then we can, since its inception, what we did was we've got the best merit-based scholarship program probably in the world with our HOPE scholarship program, but we realized that there was still would still be those students that had a financial need, and then we have a lot of communities where we have poor students who also happen to be first-generation college goers. So some of this is trying to change the climate, the culture within the community and within the family and within that student to support them. So we know that about 65% of the jobs that our students that are in the K-12 system are going to step into require something beyond a high school diploma. And Georgia is in the high 30s, low 40s in terms of numbers of adults with degrees. So to close that gap, we needed to put an all call out in a variety of ways. And what we like about REACH is that it really, as you pointed out, it reaches down to those middle grade students and their families and starts to build that hope for them that they can access college, but also build the skills, both the soft skills and academic skills. And we knew also that we couldn't do that out of an office here in Atlanta or at the state capitol. So it truly manifested itself as a state-local partnership with our local school districts, our great superintendents, and those districts that are working hard every day to get us to that point.
Mm-hmm. And how long has this program been around?
Governor Deal launched it in winter of 2012, and we did originally three pilot systems, so a metro system, Douglas County, a mountain system with Raven County, and then a central Georgia rural system with Dodge County. We added a very, very tiny system the next year, Quitman County. You have to go into Alabama to come back in to get to that system. And then a college community with Bullock County down at Statesboro in Georgia Southern. And then Marietta and 17 other school districts joined us 2 years later, and we relied heavily on our charter systems. So shout out to Marietta City and Dr. Limbeck and Dayton and their school board for seeing the value of a charter system, because we knew that those systems were working hard to be innovative and repurposing dollars to support kids at every point. And we'll add another 18 districts for this upcoming school year. And the governor has tasked us to have this available to all 180 school districts in Georgia.
Awesome.
By 2020. So,
so your work cut out.
We do, but with great partners, and it's almost like viral and missionary work is that folks like Dayton, wherever he is, he's just a good example of the type of leader that Georgia needs moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So speaking of Dayton, sir, if you can tell us a little bit how, as superintendent of Marietta City Schools, how you've seen an impact within your school district.
Well, in support of our tremendous superintendent, Dr. Emily Lembeck, we are very much focused on trying to build that path towards being prepared after high school. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that students have that vision in themselves mm-hmm. as early as possible. And that's one piece of the REACH program that I think is extremely pivotal, even beyond the money aspect. Mm-hmm. The fact that you can take an eighth grade student, pair that student with a highly effective adult in their lives, preferably an adult who already is a college graduate as well and can help to plant the seeds and the mm-hmm. vision for that. And then nurture that student from eighth grade all the way through high school. And so the REACH program is turning your typical college scholarship opportunity kind of upside down.
Definitely.
Where you typically award scholarships to high-achieving seniors, which is fantastic, and it's something we certainly want to continue to do. But to be able to catch these students who are in eighth grade, who are showing high potential, and can really show them the path to become successful high school graduates first, and then to be able to open that door to preparation beyond high school, which, as Mr. Bryant stated, is absolutely needed in order to be successful in career. So the school district just really saw this as being 100% aligned with our mission, which is to graduate students prepared for career in life success after their high school experience.
Awesome. So how do you guys go about getting a team of people to actually mentor these students?
Our district is very blessed because we already had a mentoring program in place that we could capitalize on. And we do have our Marietta Mentoring for Leadership program. So they are actually another partner in this, where they help to facilitate the mentoring component of this. They identify the mentor, they train the mentor, they provide students with activities. And that's has been a blessing for our school district as well, because we already had that component in place.
So does the mentor help if the student needs maybe some extra support in the school, you know, tutoring or whatever they may need? Would the mentor help them seek those resources? Is it set up that way?
Yes, the help from the mentor, I would actually say, is limitless. They find the gap that is occurring in that child's life, and the mentor tries to fill it.
So they really have to have their heart in it.
It is a commitment. And in this case, it is a five-year commitment. But what we found with mentoring is a lot of times these relationships that are built and established become a lifetime relationship. And it becomes a win-win. To be able to mentor a student and to see that student become successful is an incredibly rewarding experience on both ends.
So now the big question is, to have a program like this, obviously you need money to keep it going. So how do you guys seek that funding for the program?
So I'll start, and then there's a great local component to this, which would give David an opportunity to jump in. And I think Dayton hit on a really good point too, and that's the term alignment. I want everybody who's listening and probably a part of these organizations, but you have big brothers, big sisters, boys and girls clubs, Rotary clubs, communities in schools, that limitless is what we want in terms of organizations that are also aligned with this work too. So to kind of keep that cost down and to drive 100% of our donations into student scholarships, we veered from what folks traditionally think about government, which is you, even if it's working well somewhere else, you recreate it in yet another form. So we're trying not to do that, trying hard each day not to do that. And so that the scholarship piece is that there's a when that student and parent go to a signing day, and Dayton can talk about that too, which was just a wonderful day throughout the state, that $10,000 is earmarked for that student then. We are not promising the student or the parent that once they sign up, we're going to go out and look for the money. That money is in the bank, and the money it looks like this. It's $10,000, which can be drawn down in four installments per year of $2,500. We also were very clear that we did not want this to be a bachelor's degree program, so we value our partnership with our technical colleges. So if a student desires and if life's passion would be fulfilled by a two-year technical college degree or associate's degree, we value that. The certificates of value as well. So that student has an opportunity to access up to $10,000 over and above any Pell Grant funding, because all of our students would be eligible as low income. And then we're seeing our students that might have been right on the bubble of being HOPE eligible have the opportunity to become HOPE eligible, so they can earn all of the HOPE dollars that are there. So the ultimate goal is to have these students exit with a degree or certificate of value with the lowest student loan debt possible, or in a best case scenario, zero so that they start.
That's a great blessing.
It really is for both their families, mm-hmm. because I learned as a school board member, it's not whether your child goes to college as much as that they don't move back in with you as an adult. That's the end goal for a parent,
so
I believe.
So you definitely want to make them independent.
So what we knew is that how are we going to come up with that $10,000 per student? The state, through public dollars, through an FY15 and a FY16 appropriation, has helped fund the first year of a local participating school system's cohort of students fully, so that that school district has the opportunity to build the framework that you'll hear about in a second within the local community to support their scholars moving forward. I mentioned we wanted it to be state, local, public-private partnership. So we've built that out. In the second year and beyond, the state public dollars will pay for 50 cents of every dollar of scholarship. And then we wanted to also ensure that wherever your community was financially within this state, that you had an ability to pay. We wanted everybody to have skin in the game and local investment. And what we've done is we've used the Department of Community Affairs tiered ranking, and they rank all 159 counties from 1 to 159, 1 being our poorest low-wealth counties, and 159 being our wealthiest. And so for our tier one, and they do it with four tiers, our tier one counties pay $1,500 towards that $10,000 scholarship. Mm-hmm. Our tier two, $2,500, tier three, $3,500, and our wealthiest counties, they match dollar for dollar. And then we have a foundation board that is just started working to fill that gap. With statewide corporate and larger philanthropies. So we believe that on the financial piece, the sustainability is the fact that everybody that's a partner has some financial skin in the game, mm-hmm. and therefore they own it, mm-hmm. and they have a vested interest in ensuring that each one of those students comes through. Our higher ed partners have gotten so excited about this from day one that all of our University System of Georgia Hope eligible schools have matched that. So that $10,000 scholarship, if you go to a university system, so you go to Kennesaw, they'll match dollar for dollar. So that $10,000 grows to $20,000.
Oh, awesome!
And then we're working back through this a second time. But we have four of our institutions: University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Georgia Southern, and Mercer that are all double matching. So that means that student carries with him or her $30,000 worth of funding.
That's amazing. So I hate to bring this up, but is it possible, you know, I know you have all of that support, but if a student doesn't do something and they may start in eighth grade, is it possible that they may lose this opportunity in later grades? What happens with that?
Yes, and Dane can speak to this as well, is that we expect our students to be good role models within their school. Mm-hmm. So we ask them to attend, because often you'll hear teachers say, if Johnny is not in school, how am I expected to teach them? So we look for better attendance than their peers. We look for them not to be a discipline problem within their school as well, so that they can find themselves on a fast track out of the program with this one. We ask them to, we want them to be prepared, as Dayton said, for post-secondary, so that we're looking for them to carry a 2.5 average GPA. Mm-hmm. So they could lose that. If they failed to meet with the mentors, or if they failed to meet to work with that school counselor or academic coach, there's the opportunities for them to exit. Although, this being the third full year, we've not had any student that we've lost so far.
That's good. That's great news.
And, Lanice, I think it's important that your audience knows that these students, think back, we all do, of when we were in school and there was that one student that was that B, C, D, right? Mm-hmm. Their could make it, not make it. We're looking for that student. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, when they
get... The ones that kind of slip through the cracks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And with this academic coach and this mentoring, we're finding we can boost them up and get them on this track. And I have to say, when you look into their eyes, and even more so their parents at this signing ceremony, they never in their life dreamed they were going to college.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let alone have a scholarship. And mm-hmm. and we're really kind of changing their dream path mm-hmm. and moving forward. So,
well, speaking of the parents, maybe Dayton, you can speak on this since you're within the school system
sure.
or seeing it directly. What is the parental involvement in this? Is there any parental involvement, or is all of the, I guess, the liability placed upon the student?
The parents are certainly involved in the application process, mm-hmm. And the parent certainly needs to be completely bought in.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be especially bought into the mentoring aspect mm-hmm. to ensure that they are comfortable inviting another adult into their child's life.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we found, especially because these students typically are first-generation college-bound, that parents are extremely receptive.
Awesome.
To having this kind of support and assistance and guidance
mm-hmm.
To ensure that the parent has that additional support, quite mm-hmm. frankly, to help them to put their child on the path
mm-hmm.
towards, again, first high school success.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, to build that bridge into a secondary program.
And how do the students and the families, the parents and everyone, how do they find out about this program? Are the children selected, or how does that work?
In our system, we put out the profile, if you will, of the students that we are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
We engage our teachers in that process, and from there we create a list of candidates. We then contact the students and their families and encourage them to apply. And then I think, very importantly, because this sets the tone for the expectations that were described earlier, we have a fairly extensive interview process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a panel interview process. As we move forward, we're even going to invite our business partners who are involved to come in, and we interview all of these students
mm-hmm.
To really, you know, get to the bottom of the students that we feel are going to take advantage of this opportunity in the right way, to mm-hmm. take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that during our inaugural year last year. That resulted in a significant signing ceremony mm-hmm. that we make very distinctive. We mm-hmm. Ensure the parents by participating in the signing ceremony that they say, wow, you know, this really is even more than what I thought mm-hmm. it was going to be. So I think that we involve all these individuals in the identifying and selecting these students.
Mm-hmm.
And building on that, and one of the benefits we have at the state level is hearing these stories and how different districts and school systems and communities are doing this. And I was struck when we were in Rabun County and they had asked their students to get letters of recommendation from the community. Well, to Dayton's point, the parents probably had never had to get a letter of recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that initial nervousness. And as the superintendent walked through it with them, said, you know, this could be somebody in your church. This could be your neighbor that you've raked leaves for.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts to build those soft skills that the students need. And the application itself, why wait until you're a junior in high school to have to make application to college? If you've gone through this process, you're going to feel very comfortable with it. And one of the benefits that I think our communities have seen in weaving in that business community even more is that interview panel. All too often, when I was in DeKalb, I would hear folks say, well, you know, that middle grade years, the hormones are raging. Let's just keep the children in the building for 3 years, and then we'll transition them mm-hmm. to high school. And for a lot of these young people, they're starting to formulate those really good or bad skills mm-hmm. and habits. So it's just a great opportunity for them, but for their community to also see, we've got some wonderful resources in our middle grade school children in Marietta, Dodge County, mm-hmm. Bullitt County, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just it gives you hope for the future as someone getting closer to retirement, you know.
Also, it gives an opportunity for your local businesses, like David's people in the MBA can sit in on the selection committee. Mm-hmm. And I really think you need to feel the passion that these children come to the table. They're nervous and they're scared. And, you know, I'm a seventh grader. I've never talked to a businessman before or a businesswoman. And you're asked these questions. And once you start this dialogue, I'm telling you, Lanise, these businessmen and women get hooked on these kids.
I'm sure.
And then it's like, okay, I've got to follow you for 5 years, and I'm going to make sure you're successful. So it's a two-way street.
And I'm sure that's such a rewarding experience, you know, for that business person that gets involved. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has to be, especially on signing day, you know, when you can see the families and you can see the children and their excitement, that has to be amazing. So have you seen that, David, with
I
NBA?
Have not seen the signing day. I have seen instances where we have been involved with students at Marietta High School or at other elementary schools in the Marietta City Schools District. And just the sense of appreciation that they have when people show up. We did a career day earlier in the year at Marietta High School, and the sense of gratitude that the students had for business people taking time out of their schedule and showing up to answer questions and talk to them and tell them about their career. It was really, I had several of the people who were there comment to me that it was probably more rewarding for them than the students.
Definitely.
So I would echo what Sarah said. It's just fantastic to, you know, I think we all want to get involved in some kind of way, but we don't always see the opportunity.
Right.
So when something like this comes along and the opportunity is presented to you in such an obvious way, I think people really jump at it for that reason.
Mm-hmm. It's your future workforce.
Definitely. And I can speak, you know, from personal experience growing up. You know, I'm a first generation college student, and you know, my parents just didn't know. They didn't know about filling out these college applications, seeking the grants. You know, they didn't know about any of that stuff. So I had people in my life that were able to help walk me through it and you know, kind of take that feeling of being overwhelmed away from me. And if it hadn't been for them, I wouldn't have gone to college, I wouldn't have gone to law school, I wouldn't have done much possibly. But yeah, so people are younger generations. They need those mentors. They're the future. Mm-hmm. So, but David, can you tell us more about the Marietta Business Association's involvement with this program?
Sure. I feel, first of all, I kind of feel like a water boy on a Super Bowl team. I'm here with people who are so committed to this fantastic program. Dr. Hibbs came to us, two months ago and said, listen, I've got a dilemma. I have an opportunity to get these scholarships in place, but I don't have them funded. And with everything that's going on in the short timelines that we have, I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to get them funded. Is there anything you think you can do to help? And the more I learned about the program, I know the long-term goal of the program is to have a business or one or two businesses sponsor each one of these scholarships and really make a commitment over time to follow through on it. But we decided to sort of take a dual approach, and while we were looking for those opportunities and those partners to come in and make that commitment, we were also just looking at a straight dollar amount to challenge ourselves and see if we could raise enough to put these four kids on this track to success, essentially. Mm-hmm. So we have come together with a variety of different things. We have a silent auction coming up in July 23rd. It's at Marketplace 120. We're going to have donations from area businesses and a wide variety of prizes. We're going to have music and food and games. It should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And we had, even in putting the word, you know, and when I talk about enthusiasm to support in this type of program, through sending out one email to a handful of people that helped with the career day, we had one of the scholarships funded immediately from Zaxby's.
Mm-hmm.
A local Zaxby's franchise owner stepped up immediately and covered one of the scholarships.
He'll be on the show soon.
He will?
Yes, I think he's scheduled next week, so
good.
I'm excited to hear from him too.
Good. Yeah, John Sylvie and Asia Palmer, fantastic, really, really strong supporters of the program. So it's just been very rewarding to have, you know, the more details you find out about the program, the more you just sort of slap your forehead and say, well of course I will.
Right.
And that's
Why
been
not?
The reaction that I've gotten talking to business owners about either making a donation or putting the event on their schedule or, you know, a variety of things that they can do to support the program. And the response has been fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a long, long time fundraiser. Hate to tell you how many years I've been in the business. And I think the one thing that we have to remember is your donation doesn't have to be large. I think too many people run away from donations because, oh, it's only going to be 20 $25, it's only going to be $50. Well, let me tell your audience, those add up really quick. And there's something to be said when you give a donation and all of a sudden you have part of an ownership and you are helping change a child's life. And I would suggest to anybody out there listening that don't think you have to be able to write that one big check. Just come on board and help us fund these students.
And what you're hearing, too, that's just great for me as someone who's been around this work for a long time, was this is the school community partnership 2.0 or 3.0. Sarah and I started out years ago working as PTA presidents together, and then Sarah worked very closely with our DeKalb Partners in Education. And in those days, a business would say, how can I get involved? And this standard response was, call up Domino's or Pizza Hut, have a pizza party for the kids, give us a financial donation, and we might tell you what we did with the money later. This is weaving together the men and women that are the fabric of our communities in ways where, and this isn't about making schools be mirrors of business or making businesses be mirrors of schools. This is about thought leaders within the community coming together and saying, how can we build a stronger community educationally and economically? And how can we do it together using our collaborative best efforts rather than leaving the education up to Dayton and Emily and their team and expecting that you drop the child off as a kindergartner and you pick them up 13 years later and they're a fully fledged citizen of the community. So it's just, for me, that I think that's why it's so easy to get passionate about this, is that it's the right thing to do for kids, but we as adults get more out of it in the long run than the kids we're serving.
Definitely. And it sounds like the Marietta Business Association was a great link to link in that state, local, and public all together. So that's awesome. So if our listeners want to learn more about your program and what you do, where can they find out?
Well, you can go to our website, which is reach.org. But more importantly, since we've got the Marietta audiences, I want to make sure that you can find Dayton on their website, and then you can go to MBA and do the same thing as well. So we'll be happy to provide any information that you need. But you've got experts on the ground working on this on a daily basis.
Definitely. So do you want to share your website, Dayton?
Sure. You can visit us at marietta-city.org. We have ample information there about our incredible school district. And my email is very easy to find. And I would certainly welcome any communication in regard to REACH.
Awesome. And David, you want to share about Marietta Business Association, please?
Absolutely. It's it's MariettaBusiness.biz, and there is a flyer on there with information about the fundraisers that we're doing, and then there are direct links to the REACH GA. www.reachga.com is where the information on the REACH Scholarship Program is.
Awesome.
And I would like to suggest that there's anybody listening that would like Brad or myself to come on out and speak with you personally, to contact us at the REACH office, and just go on that website. And
and we'll was reachga.com, right?
Right.
Great.
No, dot org.
Dot org.
Dot org. Yes. Okay, gotcha. So reachga.org for all of our listeners. So, yes, definitely, I encourage everyone listening to please find out more about this program, see how you can get involved, see how your neighbors, your family, your friends, how everyone can get involved, because the youth, as we all know, they're our future. They're going to be taking care of us when we retire. So we need to make sure we invest in them. We need them. So thank all of you for joining us. I look forward to having you on another show. And I'd like to personally thank Marietta Business Association for making this happen and for sponsoring this awesome show.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So this is Lanice Williams. I'm signing off on another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.